Good evening, Dr. Skinner, dictating a six-minute walk test on Lisa Mack. This goes to Corrine Edick, comma, PA on 31026. Mrs. Mack performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98% period. The patient walked 194 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. No paragraph impression. Severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Terry Carpenter. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 31026, Mrs. Carpenter performed the six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 94% period. Patient achieved 486 meters, and saturation at the end of the study was 88% period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charles Francis. This goes to the VA. On 31026, Mr. Francis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 4/30/25. There's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Troy Johnson. This goes to the VA on 31026. Mr. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/5/25. There's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Nancy Ludlow. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 31026. Mrs. Ludlow performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/2/25, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Sandra Spellacy. This goes to Dr. Blizzard. On 31026, Mrs. Spellacy performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired without significant airways obstruction. Period, there was poor effort after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/16/25, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph compression, mild restriction without airways obstruction with poor effort after bronchodilators period. Thank you.